I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's no secret that Syrian refugees in Lebanon have many needs. But what we may not realize is that unmet needs lead to despair. Rex Rogers of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says,
"We're hearing back about increased suicides, increased sexual trafficking of young people, girls, of course, and young women, but also young boys. We're certainly seeing and hearing about abuse. And then aside from all that, just the tragedy of living under very difficult circumstances in some of these camps."
Here's the part you might not want to hear. United Nations says 41% of young Syrian refugees in Lebanon have a desire to commit suicide. So it's clear these kids desperately need hope. God's using Sat7 to introduce that hope of Christ. And no force can stop the direction of wind. God's word will get to the people it needs to reach, regardless of the obstacles. And that's also proving true in rural China. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein says they recently met with a church leader who had this to say when asked how many Bibles he needed.
"As many as you can bring. I mean, I was trying to push for a number. How many? What's the number?" And the translator said, "He has a very clever answer. As many as you can bring, he can use."
Did you know that one Bible impacts a whole community? It costs just $5 and will connect you at missionnews.org. There's prayer, because a lot goes right, but a lot can really go wrong. And then there's going.
"We are setting up a 2017 schedule. We're planning to go back 2 times again next year to this location because there is such a great need."
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's stuff in the world and it's overwhelming, but let's be part of the solution. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a prayer cast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.